Do you want to align with God's vibes, adapt to a spirit-led lifestyle, and live out of the fullness of God's plans and purposes for your life? This podcast is for you. The good news I have for you is that your time is now. It's time to transform self-sabotage into self-mastery and revolutionize your world. If you're ready to go beyond the ordinary and break out into the extraordinary life God designed for you, you're in the right place. In the God's Vibes podcast, you will find the freedom and permission to stop chasing success the world's way and simply be who God formed, shaped, and anointed you to be. My name is Juliana Page, and my mission is to lead you on the ultimate adventure, aligning and tracking with God so you can radically transform your life from the inside out and build spirit-driven success. Using life coaching and biblical and prophetic teaching, I'll show you what it means to dwell in the good land God ordained for your life and train you to be a powerful person who is a walking testimony of what's possible with God. Subscribe to God's Vibes for spirit-filled real talk, hard-hitting truth with a humorous touch that will help you discover who you are in God, dare to press through your seeming limitations, and chart a divine path that will renew your dreams and transform your future. It's time to experience true freedom through courage, faith, and self-mastery. I dare you to step out in faith and courageously dive into the purposeful life of trusting God for the impossible. Let's go. Welcome back to the God's Vibes podcast. Hello, humans. I hope you are doing well. Thank you for tuning in today. We've got a word for May. We're calling it Miraculous May, and I'm just going to offer a word of encouragement for you today. So you can just prepare your heart to receive a word of encouragement right now. If you are new, welcome to God's Vibes. We have Tune In Tuesdays. You can tune in to the podcast every Tuesday. We also have guest interviews. You can get coached live for free. That's called the God's Vibes Hotline right here on the podcast. So much goodness happens. So I highly recommend, if you've not done so already, to subscribe to the podcast. You can be the first to know when an episode does go live so that you can binge listen to all the episodes. And also, we love to create a culture of honor and blessing and generosity. It would be such an honor if you would also rate the podcast 5 stars and leave a review. And when you do, you can go to julianapage.com/podcast and claim your free gift over there. We'll make sure to bless you right back. All right, so let's dive into a word of encouragement. We live in a world where we are constantly losing energy, and life is being sucked out of us, and there's so many distractions and demands on any given day that we do need courage to be poured into us. So that is going to be my aim on today. Okay, there is a powerful quote. It says that fulfillment is usually found outside of your comfort zone, not tucked safely within it. And while we know a quote like this is true, the putting action behind that is so much more challenging and seemingly dangerous to do. And I definitely have been one of those people where I felt like I couldn't do that. So if you find yourself there in a place where you don't feel like you can step outside your comfort zone, that you'd much prefer to be safely tucked within it, I hear you. However, that is not where your purpose is. That is not where your fulfillment is. And that is not where your destiny is. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that today. Now, do you know what we have a tendency to do as humans? Oh, silly humans. We compound our suffering by looking too closely at the thing that is causing us pain. We poke at it, we analyze it, we question it, we ruminate about it, we phone a friend about it. We keep compounding our suffering by looking too closely at the thing that's causing us pain, right? Often, too, it's not the event that's the worst thing after all. It's this all this extra suffering that we end up putting ourselves through, the story that we tell ourselves, how we keep thinking about it, replaying it in our mind, all of that, right? And we forget that soon a revelation will come from this very place. That these painful spots and choices are often where growth comes to break us open to something larger and something more loving and more purposeful. And it's so hard to see that in those moments. But if you have lost hope yourself and you are sure your heart has left your chest, here, just listen. Just listen to the rest of this message. You get to try again. Rest into that and just be still and know. You get to try again. You get to choose again. God's mercies are new every morning. You can choose anything but remaining complacent in your pain and being lulled back to sleep by the enemy. Choose anything but running from your moments and from yourself. There is nothing you gain by betraying yourself, by abandoning yourself, but pain. But pain, and there's no one that can stop doing that but you. And even if that's the most terrifying thing to do, you can do it. I am a living witness with God. You can do this. And when we escape ourselves, it's really because we feel too ashamed or too broken to look into our own eyes. We're feeling guilt or shame for abandoning ourselves. We're feeling sad and so disappointed that we caused ourselves that much harm or that much pain, and we're feeling afraid that we have nobody else to blame on this one, that this one's on us, right? And we don't even want to admit that out loud because we're afraid of the responsibility that the change or the transformation is going to take. But when we escape ourselves, it is because we do feel those things. We're ashamed and we feel too broken to look in our own eyes, too disappointed by the unraveling of all we hold dear. And we're so afraid of the thunder and the lightning clapping at our heels that we keep running from ourselves, when really the storm has come to wash us clean. So I have a question for you today. What do you really want? I find myself asking this question a lot. I'm somebody that always asks other people that question. I'm somebody that has always made it my mission or my goal to serve. And at one point in my life, I survived on being useful, right? And that's not necessarily being of high service. That's how you master being a people pleaser or a codependent, right? But I was so good at helping people identify what they want, or, you know, even becoming a practical psychologist and anticipating what they want, but I could never actually answer that question. I couldn't even answer, what do you need? Like, if somebody asked me that, I think therapists probably were the people that first asked me that question. I was like, I don't know. How does one answer this question? Like, what do people normally say? What do people need? What do they have need of? People have needs? What does that mean? Like, I literally, mind went blank. I had no idea what I even needed, let alone if your basic needs aren't met, then you can't even get to your wants. And then beyond that, your dreams, right? So I get it. That question can be really scary, but I have a practice now of asking that, knowing that God also gives you your dreams and your desires. He doesn't give those to you to tease you, right? It's an invitation into partnership with Him. So I love asking that question now, but I find myself asking it a lot. And I ask it when I've lost sight of the bigger picture and want to really refocus on priorities and what matters most. I ask it to others when I'm seeking understanding of what's most important to them so I can support them and love them well. But have you ever noticed that when you ask the question, what do you want, you freeze, right? Or even if you ask somebody else that, many of us do, we freeze. Like, our mind literally goes blank and we can't seem to find the words to form sentences. And then all of a sudden we hear ourselves say these three words, I don't know. And suddenly we're confused. We're disoriented maybe by our inability to think clearly or answer that question. And then we ask ourselves, how do I not know what I want? Like, how do I, that seems like such a basic and a simple question. How do I not know what I want? And when I feel this way, I go deeper and I ask myself another question. If I did know, what do I think it would be? So if I did know what I wanted, what do I think it would be? Right? So I just go a little bit deeper. And this prompts me to return to that place that has answers I seek. That place is God. And it takes courage to be still long enough. You really do. You've got to get still longer than 30 seconds. And for most people, that might as well be 60 minutes, right? But you've got to sit. You've got to get still. And it takes courage to do that, to be still long enough to hear the still small voice speak. What if I don't like what I hear? Before I found the courage to listen to, I don't know, right? Like, before I found the courage to get beyond that and say, you know, if I did know, what would I want? I don't know was my default response for everything. I don't know, because it's just dodging responsibility. It's letting yourself off the hook. It's allowing yourself not to be radically obedient, right? So I have found that I've just removed that from my vocabulary. It was easy to say, I don't know, when asked, because I got to bypass having to do any internal inquiry. And, you know, it could just instead ask other people, what do you want? Or what do you want? And just kind of like hot potato, get the attention off you and flip it onto somebody else. I was so uncomfortable just sitting with my own truth that I'd rather adopt somebody else's. Like, listen to that for a second. Have you gotten so comfortable sitting with other people's truth over your own? Are you so uncomfortable sitting with your own truth that you'd rather adopt somebody else's, that you'd rather go with their flow, that you'd rather them figure it out? I was there until one day I realized I was building a life that somebody else dreamed of, and suddenly I saw why I was so unsatisfied, why I didn't know what I wanted. And being honest about what we want will require us to become accountable to take action, to do something with that answer, which is why most of us don't answer it. And this triggers our deepest fears, and we're afraid of disappointing people. We're afraid they won't want the same thing. We're afraid of being rejected. We're afraid we're not enough. And it's scary because sometimes admitting what we really want means telling someone a truth we know we will hurt. Sometimes it means making a commitment and letting our guard down and opening our heart. Sometimes it means starting over. Sometimes it means saying goodbye. Sometimes it means saying yes. Other times it means saying no. But regardless of what it is that your heart longs for or how long the wait has been, remember this. You deserve what you desire. And you are the one that can pursue that and partner with God to bring it forth. So from my heart to yours, I am offering something just from you. Something's been stirring in my heart recently, and I've decided for a limited time only to open up my calendar to 3 one-on-one coaching spots. Okay, these are open to you guys here on the podcast, and these spots will remain open until filled and will be 4 sessions a month for 60 minutes each, okay, for 3 to 6 months, okay, whatever the preference is for you. I recommend a minimum of 3, but could go to 6, because 6 is really where you get momentum, which we talked about on a former episode. Go listen to that one. But there's absolutely no pressure at all. Zero pressure. If inspired, all you have to do is email info@julianapage.com and put coaching in the subject line, and we'll give you all the details about what it looks like to work together. Because deep down, you know this, the greatest investment you can make is in yourself. And I made the powerful decision to invest in myself over 15 years ago. Long time. And I literally have not stopped since. It was a terrifying thing to do, but if I didn't start investing in myself, I was more worried about what would happen then than if I did invest in myself. And I've been coaching professionally since 2008. And one thing I know for sure is that even coaches need coaches. So I teach that all growth is spiritual, and you definitely can't solve a problem with the same level of thinking that created it. And this is especially true when you are in a relationship with God and making sure that you are leading with the Spirit first. Spirit-driven success is something that I came up with. It starts with God. This is something that we base the Spirit-driven success life coach certification program off of. And it's a model that I've been teaching for a very long time. It's one that God humbled me into, right? How do we connect and relate with our Creator? How do we renew our minds to overcome stress and anxiety, gain wisdom and understanding on negative emotions, and build resilience? How do we do this, right? Once we understand our relationship with God and our inner lives, how do we create enriching, rewarding relationships and enduring relationships? Because likely if we didn't know God, we probably weren't creating healthy relationships with ourselves or with other people. So how do we deal with difficult people and manage conflicts in our lives? And after, let's say, mastering our thoughts and relationships, how do we live courageously and intentionally in order to build a vision that will bring out the gold in ourselves and in other people? How do we do this? Well, taking command of our lives starts with facing our biggest potential obstacle, which is always ourselves. And the main thing that we face is self-sabotage. We all have this unique cocktail, this unique mixture of getting in our own way. And too often, we are the problem and we doubt our abilities. We allow ourselves to worry needlessly. We fail to take risks because we're afraid. We see ourselves as victims instead of people of influence over our destinies. And you can know the right things to do. Yet, if you don't do them, you're not going to receive any of the benefits that go along with any of them. So my conviction is this, that if you focus on the right thoughts, work with the right emotions, become more fearless and resilient, develop stronger and more meaningful relationships, and have the courage to pursue your passions, then you will be well positioned to take command of your future and your life. And it's not your conditions that shape your destiny, it's your decisions about what to focus on, what to believe, and what to do. It's who is going to be in the driver's seat of your life. It's who you are partnering with. And if that's God, everything changes. It's what are you going to do? How are you going to invest in yourself to learn, to grow, and expand, right? You can't keep wanting to do something and not taking any action. You can't keep thinking about it and not doing anything about it. If you're seeking inner strength, greater confidence, and truly meaningful relationships, this will be an invaluable journey. So I am just encouraging you to get ready to unleash your fullest potential and live a life of purpose and meaning. And it's definitely something that if this is you, if this is resonating with you, schedule a commitment for you today that guarantees a result. Literally right now, open an email as you're hearing my voice, email info@juliannapage.com, put coaching in the subject line, and we will tell you all of the next steps to learn about this opportunity to work together. Okay? I hope this message encourages you, speaks straight to your heart, blesses you, and gives you just that oomph that you needed to keep showing up, to keep being courageous and bold with your life. It matters. You matter. We need you, but we need you to be healthy and whole as you show up. All right, everybody, until next time, stay blessed. Listen, if you are not plugged into Courage Co. yet, what are you doing? Courage Co. is a faith-based community off social media that you can access from your phone or your desktop, literally from anywhere. It is a safe place and a sacred space for you to invest in and live your most courageous and impactful story. You can join us for free for prayer calls and challenges, for a monthly subscription where we have monthly masterclasses, or the God's Vibes Mastermind where you will get live master life coaching at a price that you won't get anywhere else, 12 weeks of content that we will go through together, or you can navigate at your own pace. You'll have lifetime access to that, a community of women doing this alongside of you, a workbook, and so many other materials to help you on your journey. And I just want you to imagine for a second, having the courage, clarity, and focus to achieve anything you desire. Walking into any situation fully confident, knowing you have everything you need to succeed. Embracing challenges and overcoming obstacles with grace and ease. Feeling only love and compassion for others, no matter how they may have hurt you in the past. Standing up for what you believe in and taking unstoppable action to create the kind of world you want to live in, you're in the right place to take your next step on your journey. When you plug into the God's Vibes Mastermind, I'll teach you how to identify and eliminate the self-limiting beliefs and habits that are stopping you from getting the results you want. I'll teach you how to heal old wounds that have negatively impacted your self-image and self-esteem for far too long. I'll show you how to dismantle the story of who you are and what you can or cannot do in the world. I'll help you expand your consciousness from fear-based limitation to love and compassion and service to the world. I'll help you vanquish the inner enemies that are stopping you from being all that you can be. Release your victimhood and reclaim your power. Develop a aligned mindset and habits to boost your productivity and results. Gain deeper awareness of your own inner light and divinity and achieve the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual self-mastery needed to achieve any goal. You will learn how to think the way God formed, shaped, and anointed you to think and succeed the way He always intended and show up in any situation as the most powerful person in the room, no matter what challenges might appear on your path. If this sounds like something that you want to be a part of, I want to invite you to join the God's Vibes Mastermind. You can get plugged into it over at Courage Co. You can access Courage Co at any level at www.courageco.org. Together, we will awaken your inner warrior spirit and unleash your capacity to achieve any goal you can imagine. You will become an example of what's possible with God.